You don't hear a lot of people in Libya mourning the passing of their ex-dictator, but in parts of sub-Saharan Africa, Gaddafi was admired. People liked his calls for African unity, and they liked his largesse. Dennis Porter reports from the Ugandan capital, Kampala.
There's a huge mosque looming over Kampala. It's the Muammar Gaddafi Mosque. He donated huge sums of money to have it built. To get there, you can drive down Gaddafi Road. Throughout the capital, there are army barracks and auto repair shops, all named after the former dictator. There's no doubt Gaddafi is remembered fondly here, especially among Uganda's Muslims, who make up about 12% of the population. Muslim radio show host Rashida Namyalo says callers today were very upset about Gaddafi.
My God, it was really bad. People were crying. People cried seriously. They felt bad when they heard, because they called him King of Kings, the man, the Messiah.
Motorbike taxi driver Kareem Abdul says Gaddafi died a hero.
This guy, he's been good guy. He never called himself a president. He never called himself a king. We don't know who he was.
He called himself the King of Kings.
He called himself the King of Kings.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's like that, then God bless him.
People here praise Gaddafi for his generosity. In contrast, Western countries aren't seen as quite so giving, despite the billions in foreign aid. Kabiswa Adrisa is a Kampala University student.
In Europe and America, they are much more interested in the resources of Africa. And for us, the Africans, we are the people who are benefiting from the resources of Gaddafi, his generosity, and the way he has tried to unite this Africa.
Some people here also blame America for the way Gaddafi died, though he's believed to have been killed by Libyan government forces.
And for us, we think that they're after Muslims. They killed President Saddam. Now they've killed Gaddafi. We don't know who next.
One of the few people here who thinks Gaddafi has anything to answer for is Salim Abdul. He says the Libyan dictator should have been prosecuted.
To us, we would think that maybe Gaddafi would have been given a chance to be tried. To be tried in the international court.
He thinks people would have accepted a verdict, but to die the way Gaddafi did, he says, was degrading. For the world, I'm Dennis Porter in Kampala, Uganda.